It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Last month, Weekend All Things Considered host Michelle Martin was in Pittsburgh. She moderated NPR Presents Going There with Michelle Martin, Reinventing the American City, an evening of conversation and performance at the August Wilson Center. We spoke with her a week before the event and began by asking how the Going There concept came to be.
Well, it predates me. It predates me that NPR has been interested, as a lot of media organizations have become interested in live events where we actually connect with our audiences in different ways. I think we have all, perhaps even without realizing it, gotten more into kind of a high-touch world where people want to not just experience the work passively, they want to be connected to it. I mean, I think that's what all these social media outlets are all about. You know, it's a way of kind of connecting. It's a two-way conversation now. And I think that the NPR Presents series, which, as I said, predates me, has different iterations. This happens to be mine. I mean, we had a really interesting series on kind of water that traveled the country. It was a kind of a multimedia performance piece, kind of unusual, but innovative and interesting. There's a Family Matters series that travels around talking about matters of, you know, personal finance. And our Going There series, it kind of, our catchphrase is, it takes the story to the studio. It takes the studio to the community. It's where the story is actually happening. It takes the studio to the story, where it's actually happening. And the idea here is to kind of dig in to issues that are both local and national. They're happening in the communities that we tend to go to. But there are also national stories that are happening all over the country. We do these programs in collaboration with the member stations that host them. We come up with the idea together, and then we go ahead with my group and kind of flesh it out into an evening. And it really is a unique experience. It is not the kind of evening, I feel pretty confident in saying, it's just not the kind of typical evening out.
What have the different Going There events been like in the different cities that they've been held in?
They're all different. They all have their different flavor depending on what the topic is and what the vibe is in a particular city, what we're talking about. In Dallas, for example, we talked about the ethics of football. We talked about, you know, everybody knows that, you know, Texas is a football town. Texas is a big football state, and Dallas is a football town. And we had a very interesting and provocative conversation about football. We talked about all the stuff that's on the table. We talked about the health effects issues. We talked about the social effects. We had a wonderful excerpt from a play that digs into where a couple of the characters are former football players, where they're reflecting on what the game meant to them. We had a high school standout who's now playing at Rice. We had a former football player. We had the spouse of a football player, and she brought a whole group of people with her, other wives of retired football players, who told us that they had never really been asked. Nobody ever really asked them how they feel. So they're all different. Like in New Orleans, we talked about education. You know, you may know that New Orleans is considered to be the first school system, major school system in the country, that is virtually all charter. And this is a experiment, in air quotes, that has been going on for 10 years now. And a lot of other jurisdictions are looking at New Orleans to see what their experiences have been. It's a very sensitive and emotional issue. And the atmosphere was reflective of that. In Detroit, we really were focused on the culture. You know, Detroit, you know, music, art, you know, fashion, the automobile industry. We talked a lot about manufacturing there. And we also talked about the food culture there. And we just get a lot of people in the room together who aren't always in the room together and talk things over. And most recently, what did we do? Montgomery, Alabama, where we participated in the commemoration of the 60th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott. And as you can imagine, that was a very rich conversation, which was held at Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church, which had been Martin Luther King Jr.'s church when he was senior pastor there. And I just had the remarkable experience, along with our team, of seeing his actual office and looking at his actual Bible and looking at his robe, which still hangs on the hook there in his office there. So all of the conversations are different, and I'm very confident that this one in Pittsburgh will be as interesting and rich as all the others.
And I'm curious about what your perception of Pittsburgh is.
Well, I kind of see, Paul, I got to tell you, I have inside information because my husband is from Pittsburgh. And yes, and my husband was born and raised in Pittsburgh, and we still have a lot of family there. So I kind of feel like I have inside information. So it's not really, so it's, you know, we're in and out. We're in and out of Pittsburgh. So it's, so I am not a stranger to your town. It's kind of my town. I claim it. Through him, and we certainly do keep an eye on things that are happening in Pittsburgh, and it is like a lot of American cities. It has a very rich history. You know, my husband's father was a steelworker, and so we kind of, you know, he grew up with it. In fact, when he was in college at Howard University in the summers, he was still able to go back and in the summers work in the steel mills and make enough money to go back to school. So he is a part of that history. And so he's familiar with, I guess, all the social dynamics, right, I would say. And we are, of course, longtime fans of August Wilson and his work, and certainly follow his ideas about Pittsburgh as he saw it. And all the other artists, they're great artists and thinkers who come out of Pittsburgh. I'm familiar with their work. So I guess I kind of feel like I have a little bit of an inside track, but I'm also really excited to hear how other people see Pittsburgh. One of the things that I think is really interesting is that you live in your city as you live in it, right? We all do. I mean, we all do. You probably have more of a window on the city than most because you talk to a whole bunch of people. But most of us, I know I'm from New York, and I know somebody said this to me once, because I was born and raised in New York and then left and then was working in New York as an adult, hadn't lived in New York as an adult. And somebody said to me, you know, nobody lives in New York. Everybody lives in their neighborhood. And hadn't even thought about it before. But I think that's kind of true. So really, that's true of a lot of us. We don't really live in the city. We live in our neighborhood. We talk to the people we talk to.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Weekend All Things Considered host Michelle Martin. We are in a presidential election. Our country is seemingly pretty well divided on a number of issues. And you are focused a great deal on the primaries as part of NPR's coverage. What impressions are you coming away with, Michelle?
I have to be honest. There's just a level of discourse that is very different from what I have experienced previously as a journalist. And I've been doing this for a while. It's a level of, how can I put it, verbal combat, let me put it that way, that I have seen in other countries, but that I have not generally seen here. It is very interesting to watch. I know that at times people are very disheartened by it. I know from certainly the mail that we get, but some people are invigorated by it. I mean, some people feel that, you know, finally somebody is saying something that they feel and think. Other people are saying that, you know, that is the purpose of home training, so that you don't say exactly what is in your mind, what is in your head at any given time. So I think we're going to all look back on this as being a very different experience, but I don't think it's just too soon for us to really understand what it means.
The public radio podcast The Pub has referred to Weekend All Things Considered as NPR's most tinkered with show. How have you and the production staff retooled the current version of the program?
Well, I don't know. Is that a bad thing that it's the most tinkered with show?
I don't know.
Is that a bad thing? I kind of like that. I'll take that. I think I might have that printed up on T-shirts. I missed the window for Christmas, but maybe we'll hand them out for the spring holidays. I take that as a badge of honor. I think that being known for having a spirit of innovation, of trying things, of being excited about trying different things is great. And so I take that as a badge of honor. We are very committed to social media. We are very committed to the news. We're also very committed to bringing on different voices and ideas that perhaps have not found a home on other programs. And I don't say that in a mean way or in a spiteful way. I just mean to say that, or in a sort of a hateful, I'm smarter than you way. I just mean to say that, you know, the weekends are different. Throughout my career at NPR, and as you very kindly mentioned, you know, I hosted a show called Tell Me More for 8 years. That was one of the things that we prided ourselves on, was bringing you voices that you might not have had a chance to hear in other places because people have other priorities. You know, like, look, Monday through Friday, you know what it's like, Paul. You're trying to get to the news. You're trying to make sure that everything's covered. This is what you really need to know about, you know, what's happening right now. On the weekends, I think maybe you could think about some other things. You know, maybe you can think about, you can spend a little time to think about something that isn't quite so pressing or that perhaps is a little different from the kinds of issues that you have to cover during the week. You know, we're just taking the time to have those kinds of conversations because we think those are the kinds of conversations that you would want to have on the weekend. Perhaps, you know, talking a little bit about, you know, religion or what it means to be here, spirituality, and that can take different forms. You know, science, taking the time to think about some of the big ideas that, you know, maybe over the course of the week you don't give yourself permission to think about. So I just think of it as offering a service and trying to think about what people need at a particular time in their lives and in their day. And we try to do that. And we try to make it fun. And we try to make it essential to your life so that you will realize you really need to listen to All Things Considered on the weekends. Every weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Appointment listening.
Michelle Martin, what a pleasure it's been talking with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at WESA.fm. Until Monday, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying thanks for listening and have a great weekend, everyone.